This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. The leak of the Dobbs decision by the Supreme Court. According to Justice Alito in a recent interview, Justice Alito believed that that leak put the members of the Supreme Court at risk for assassination, for violence. That means that from my understanding of how the Supreme Court justices live these days is that they have state security with them at all times, sometimes traveling in vehicles that are guarded because of the Dobbs leak. Justice Alito also said he has a good idea who leaked it, but it's not the level of proof that he needs to come forward. And so therefore, according to the news reporting, there are 89 people who had access to that decision. 89. The initial investigation directed by Chief Justice Roberts did not come up with definitive answers to who did it. Those 89 people remain in some fashion in place with privileged information. And the other thing to compare this with, I read in a new column by Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, is Jeffrey Epstein and his sex trafficking ring and how it is that we are learning for the first time ever how wide a circle of friends Jeffrey Epstein entertained routinely after his conviction as a criminal, a sex criminal, in the early part of this century. Both these stories represent what we don't know. What makes no sense is why don't we know it? Why don't we know who leaked the Dobbs memo, putting Justice Alito's life at risk and his family's? Why don't we know Jeffrey Epstein's friends who influenced and participated in his influencing peddling after his conviction as a sex criminal? Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. Why don't we know, Thaddeus? Thank you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, it's a decision that the corporate media has decided that they don't want to pursue the answers to these questions. I think a large part of it is because they're reliant upon the administrative state. They're reliant upon government now for their sources. They're reliant upon them for information, for career building, rating circulation, and so forth. Is that basically they become spoon-fed by these sources. And if the sources do not want certain things out that will affect them, the press will not push too hard for answers to those types of questions. So what you get then is the Fourth Estate devolves into the serfs of the basically a regime media in the service of the administrative state. Unfortunately, that means that the ultimate victim is the public's right to know. So when you look at the Dobbs decision, whether or not it can be proven or not, the question is the public's right to know has been rebuffed. And we do not know who constituted such a danger to the Supreme Court justices individually, to the concept of impartial justice. And it further diminishes what the Democrats are endeavoring to do at the present time, which is destroy the trust and credibility of the Supreme Court as an institution because they don't like the decisions. So in short, the public sees that something, a wrongdoing, which is not reported, remains in the dark, and they lose respect for the system itself. Also, when you look at Epstein, these are individuals who abused and victimized people. Many of them were minors at the time they were abused. They could very well still be in positions of public power that they exercise over the rest of us. It is imperative that the public know who these individuals are and that they be appropriately punished in the interests of justice. And yet again, even if you go back to how Epstein died with the, under those very strange exigent circumstances, you can start to see where the public trust is being eroded again because of the refusal of the regime media to respect the public's right to know and to serve. So I think it's a very difficult period of time because, as one of the papers likes to talk about, democracy dies in darkness, and yet a whole lot of the fourth estate certainly isn't shedding any light on any of these issues.
The Dobbs decision, 89 suspects. They all know that whoever did the leak put them all at risk of being examined carefully for the rest of their lives. They know this. They're not speaking out because most of them are clerks working for justices, officers of the court. I understand that. But it is not the public that is a threat to them. It's the person who leaked. They individuals on that list who are innocent are the ones who are going to benefit the most if the name is brought forward by the media, if the investigation is pressed. Not the public's not going to gain. The people who are innocent is going to gain. That is a case I could make to any editorial board. Why aren't they listening?
John, ask yourself a question. You and I both realize that they know that 89 people aren't potential suspects. Certainly, they're not probable suspects. I think they can winnow it down. The very fact that they give you the number 89 tells you they don't want to winnow it down. They don't want anybody trying to figure this out. They want to leave the bad leak in amongst the other 88 who aren't the leakers. They don't want this issue out there. They don't want it solved. They don't want the public to know. Because if they did, they get to the bottom of it. I mean, we have seen there are some types of crimes that are very difficult. There are cold cases over a period of time. This should not be one. Epstein certainly should not be one. And there certainly should be a much greater emphasis on the part of the corporate media, the regime media, to try to get to the bottom of it. A simple way to understand this is if you look at the public's right to know and you look at the attempts, which would make economic sense for the corporate media to try to honor that right to know. The further that gap is between the effort of the corporate media to feed the public's right to know and the public's right to know, that should tell you the divide in this country, and it's a deafening silence. To me, it's what it really does is it allows the fertile ground for misinformation, for disinformation, and for conspiracy theories, because when the public has a clear right to know, no one is bothering to honor it. That's when misinformation, disinformation, and conspiracy theories start to fill the void, and that is very dangerous.
You and I worked with Andrew McCarthy for years on Russiagate. That is mm-hmm. not resolved. Is that also going to be allowed to be just drift away because it would embarrass the wrong people to have it resolved?
Yes. That's exactly it. And so many of the media were involved in it and abetted that mis and disinformation being spread to the American people. You still have people that believe Russiagate was true because it was lied about over and over and over again by the sources who fed it to the reporters who spread it over and over again on their pages of their newspapers and on the airwaves and were given awards for it. And so what happens? You look at it and you say to yourself, is there even a retraction anywhere? Basically, what you've watched is unelected bureaucrats deliberately interfering in the United States election back in 2016 and 2020. And here you go with no one is being held accountable. When the system makes it so that the people who play by the rules are considered suckers, you have a problem.
Thaddeus McCotter writing in American Greatness about the Dobbs case and the Epstein case not resolved. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.